Welcome to the deep dive. Java, well, it's everywhere, isn't it? Powering so much of our digital world, from big enterprise systems to the online stores we use daily. So today, we're really zeroing in on its security. It's incredibly vital.
Exactly. And our mission today is basically a shortcut, a quick, critical look at Java web app security. We'll touch on what can weaken it, the really common vulnerabilities, some powerful features Java itself has, and the tools you need, getting you up to speed fast.
Okay, let's unpack that. We hear secure programming language thrown around. Why is that even a thing we need, especially for something like Java?
Well, fundamentally, it boils down to trust and data. Think about it. We all use web apps constantly, storing sensitive info. Security has to be a cornerstone right from the start of development. And you see the cybersecurity market projected for steady growth that shows how critical this is. Java, historically, has had a strong focus on security, with features built in to try and mitigate risks.
Okay, so Java's got muscle built in, but it's not magic, right? It's not immune to, well, human error or just overlooking things. Where does it get interesting? What are the common ways vulnerabilities actually creep into Java apps?
Yeah, that's the fascinating part. Even a language designed with security in mind can be compromised. First off, outdated Java versions. It sounds basic, but failing to upgrade. That exposes apps to known exploits. You miss out on all the modern security enhancements, too.
So just not patching is like leaving the back door open.
Pretty much. Then you've got third-party libraries. Super useful for productivity, sure. But they can bring hidden risks if they have security flaws. Attackers are scanning for those known vulnerabilities constantly. So regular monitoring, patching, absolutely crucial.
Mm-hmm.
And serialization.
Mm-hmm.
Handling untrusted input there. That can be dangerous. It can allow attackers to inject malicious code, sometimes even create dangerous objects inside your application. Mm. Using secure alternatives like JSON or maybe XML-based serialization is generally much safer.
Right. So moving from those sort of weakening factors to actual direct threats, what are the big ones? The most widespread risks we really need to tackle head on?
Good question. What are the most common attack methods? Well, SQL injection, still a leader. Statista says it accounts for like 23% of critical risks. Still,
23%.
Yeah. It lets attackers manipulate database queries, get unauthorized access, compromise data, prevention. It's still about input validation and the principle of least privilege.
And the other big one I always hear about.
Cross-site scripting, or XSS, that's more client-side, makes up about 19% of critical risks. It's about injecting malicious scripts into web pages viewed by other users, stealing info, redirecting people. Output encoding is key here. Using libraries like OWASP Java Encoder really helps defend against it.
Okay.
And then obviously sensitive data exposure. With so much personal data online,
You
absolutely need robust encryption, both in transit and at rest. Plus, complying with regulations like GDPR, it's vital to prevent things like identity theft or financial fraud.
It's not all defense, though. You mentioned Java has built-in features. What are those strengths that make it a solid foundation to begin with?
Right. Yeah, Java itself provides some powerful tools. There's the Java Security Manager. Think of it like a gatekeeper. It controls how Java apps interact with system resources, stops untrusted code doing sensitive things.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the class loader mechanism. It controls how and where classes are loaded, adds another layer of control, prevents harmful classes from maybe overwriting legitimate ones.
I see.
And JVM sandboxing. This is pretty cool. It isolates untrusted code, heavily restricts its access to system resources, significantly reduces potential harm, even if some malicious code gets injected somehow.
So those built-in features sound pretty robust, but beyond the language itself, what tools can developers actually use to, you know, proactively find and fix these things?
Yeah, because the threat landscape is always changing.
Well,
so tools are indispensable. OWASP dependency check is a good one. It specifically looks at your project's dependencies, identifies outdated components, flags publicly known vulnerabilities.
Okay, focuses on those third-party libraries we mentioned.
Exactly. Then there's SNCC. It specializes in finding and fixing vulnerabilities, both in your custom code and those open source dependencies. Offers real-time monitoring, too, even uses some AI.
Right.
And Renovate is another useful one. It actually automates updating dependencies, helps mitigate risks from outdated libraries by making sure you're using the latest, hopefully more secure, versions.
So pulling it all together, what's the final verdict on Java security?
Well, Java really does offer a strong foundation. Its architecture, robust libraries, the whole focus on secure coding, it's solid. But, and this is the key thing, security isn't guaranteed just by using Java. Unpatched components, misconfigurations, even simple logic errors,
mm-hmm.
they can all create exploitable gaps.
It really is a dynamic landscape, then. It sounds like a proactive approach is absolutely essential. Thorough testing, using modern security tools, sticking to best practices.
Absolutely crucial. So, thinking about all this, we've talked about Java's strengths, its weaknesses, the need for constant vigilance. Even with a language designed for security, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? How much are you, listening right now, proactively assessing the security posture of all the other applications and frameworks you rely on daily, maybe even beyond Java?